Today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Peah, and today we're going to learn Mishnayos, Ches and Tes of the fourth parak of Maseches Peah. So says Mishnah Ches, Kayotze Bo, just like we were talking about how when a field belongs to Hegdish, it's not going to be Chayiv in Peah, if the Zman Chiyuv of Peah is while it was in the possession of the Hegdish, Kayotze Bo, Makdish Perosavat Shlo Bo, Lonos Amaisos, Ubedotin Chayavin. So too, when the field belongs to Hegdish, it's not going to be Chayiv in Maisos, if the Shas Chiyuv Maestros was while it belonged to Hegdish, but if at the time that it became Chayiv in Maestros, it belonged to the individual, to the person, then it's still going to be Chayiv in Maestros. So if a person is Makdish is Peros before it ever comes to Onus Maestros, before it ever took on the Chayiv Maestros, and he was Po to them at that time as well, before he ever got to the Chayiv of Maestros, so then Chayavin, then he's going to be Chayiv in Maestros, because at the time that they were Chayiv in Maestros, which is the time of the Miruach Akri, the time of the smoothing out of the piles, the Bar Tanura tells us, then he's going to be Chayiv. And similarly, Mishaba Ulonus HaMaisros, if he was first Makdish the Peros after it's already Chayiv in Maisros, Upadoin, and then he redeems them from Hegdish, Chayiv, and he's still Chayiv in Maisros, because at the time that he was Makdish them, and they were already Chayiv in Maisros, so you can't avoid the Chiyuv by being Makdish them and then being Pod to them. But here's the case where it really makes a difference. Hikdishon Ad Shalo Nigmaru, V'gomran Agizbar, V'acharkach Padoan. If he's makdish them before the Zman Chiv Maestros, before he does the Miruach Akri, before he smooths out the pile, and then the Gemar of the Malacha and the Chiv of Maestros kicks in while it's in the hands of the Gizbar, and then he's poded afterwards from the Gizbar, then it's Pater, Shabishas Chavasan Hayu Paturin. Because at the time that they would have been Chayiv in Maestros, they were Pater, these Peros were Pater from Maestr. In Tosra B'Kivegri points out, after below Miruach Gamkein Hoya Asur Lechol Keva, he says, you know, had they never done a Miruach, you're still not allowed to eat a full meal from produce that has an Achumas HaMaisos taken from it. So you would think that the Shas Miruach shouldn't really matter, because there was some level of Chiyuv Maisos from beforehand. Yeshlamar Kim Dav Shalav Lidei Chiyuv Lulik Kesheis Mareach Aval Marcho Hegdish Dul Yolam Liyav Lidei Chiyuv Mutu Lechol Keva. That's only because it might still be come into a Chiyuv when you're Mimareach the produce. But if you have a case where the Hekdish did the Miruach, so then there's nothing that you're going to do that's ever going to generate a chiyuv, and that's why you would be allowed to eat achilas keva. Meaning, what Tosra B'Kivei Eger is really asking is, wait a second. Even if Hekdish did the miruach, why should you be potter for maisos after you poda? You should still have to give maisos because you're going to want to eat an achilas keva. And even when you don't have a gemar malacha, you're not allowed to eat an achilas keva. So that's what Tosra B'Kivei Eger answers. No, the idea that you're not allowed to eat an achilas keva when you don't have a gemar malacha is only because there will one day be a gemar malacha, but something that's already had a Gemar Malacha, just had it while it was under the possession of Hegdish, there is no Isser of Achilas Keva. So now we go on to Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah, Misha Lakatas HaPeya V'Amar Harezu L'Ish Ploni Ani. Let's say you have an Ashir, a person of means, who takes the Peya, but he's taking it for his friend who's an Ani. He's trying to acquire it on behalf of his friend who's an Ani. So Rabbi Lazar Amar Zachlo. Rabbi Lazar says, that works, that's fine. He could be Kone for the Ani. V'Cham Omri Nanulani Shem Sarisha. Come say, no, that does not work. You have to give it to whichever Ani you meet first, even if you intended on Reuven the Ani, and that's who you were trying to acquire it for, but you run into Shimon first, you got to give it to Shimon, because you don't have the right to acquire it for Reuven. So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether an Asher has the right to acquire the Peah for a particular Ani. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So the Bar Tanur explains that it's machlokes whether we say Trey Migo. Meaning, certainly an usher is not allowed to take peya. So why would he be allowed to take it for somebody else? So it requires a little bit of mental gymnastics. You have to say two migos. You have to say migo di bay mafkil nixse vaverni v'chazile hashanami chazile. That first of all, since if even though I might be an usher right now, but if I want, I can be mafkir everything they own that I own, and then I'll be allowed to take peya. So therefore, I'm entitled in some way to take peya right now. And the second mental gymnastics you have to do, the second migo you have to
do is migo di bay zach in afshe zach in amel chavre. That since if I wanted, I could acquire it for myself. So I could be, I could acquire it for my friend the ani as well. So number one, that I could acquire it for myself, because if I wanted, I could be mafker everything and become an ani. And number two, once I could acquire it for myself, I could acquire it for someone else. But rabbanan savri, the rabbanan say no, chad migo amrinan, tre migo lo amrinan. That we don't say two migos, we only say one migo. However, if you yourself are an ani and you're trying to acquire it on behalf of a different ani, then it would work even according to the chachamim. And the bartender says, we paskin like the chachamim, which certainly is not a surprise. We almost always paskin against Rabbi Eliezer and like the shita of the chachamim. If you look in the Tos Yom Tov, he points out that in Parakei Mishnah Beis, Echtov b'siyata d'shmaya imari dafka ba'ashir she'eno balasada o af be'balasada atzmo. This din of the ashir not being of the ashir according to Rabbi Eliezer being allowed to acquire on behalf of somebody else, that where Tos Yom Tov says it's a discussion if this is dafka when the ashir is not the owner of the field, or even if maybe even if he is the owner of the field when he's taking the peya migo, that he could be mafkir's nechasim and be an ani and be ra'ui, and then migo that he could be koneh for himself, could be koneh for somebody else. Do we apply those migos? So Tosfos Rabbi Kivegar just makes the point. After below mirach gamkin, I'm sorry, he point makes the point. Oh, af balasadas melanias taiti tamua. Deich sheich lomer b'zem migo do yibay mafkir l'nechse. How could you say about the balasad the migo that if he wanted to be mafkir as nechasim, he'd be entitled to this? Lavi balasada, because what would the migo be? A migo that he's mafkir this field, and then he's not going to be the balasada. But hamikol makom b'shasha katz. But at the time that he harvested the field, he was the balasada, and at that very moment, Vanessa Lalitol, it became usher for him to take anything. Why would it make a difference now, after he already had a chiyuv peya set in on his stuff, that he's mafkir right now? Hakvar Musa below salakit, he already has an isra of below salakit. He already is chayiv in giving this peya. So that's what the Rabbi Kivegar says. He doesn't understand how you could possibly apply this double migo to the balasada, because the first migo doesn't get off the ground. Even if he was mafkir the sada, even if he was mafkir the field, he would still be chayiv in that peya to give it to somebody else, not to take it for himself. The Mishnah continues, halaka shicha v'apeya shel ovid chavim, laka shicha peya of produce that belongs to ovid chavim, chayiv b'maisos, is chayiv in maisos, elam kein hifkir, unless the ovid chavim was mafkir, a hefkir gamer, that he was mafkir entirely to both aniyim and ashirim. So the Bartanura points out that our Mishnah assumes like Reb Meir, who holds that ein kinyan ovid chavim beretz Yisrael afkia min ha-maiser, that ovid chavim do not have enough of a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to take away the chiyuv of maestros. And says the Bartanura, but we haven't to not paskin that way. Vein kein halacha, we paskin that the kinyan of an ovid chavim would remove the chiyuv maestros from the produce. So we learned two Mishnah yesterday. Mishnah Ches told us that the chiyuv of maestros is only going to be chal if you were in possession of the stuff while when the chiyuv set in, not if Hekdish was in possession of the stuff when the chiyuv set in. And Mishnah Tes taught us that if an usher wants to acquire Hegdish on behalf of an ani, so it's machlokas whether he could do so. Rabbi Eliezer says, sure he can. The Chum say that he cannot. And also about Lekat Shechapeyav and Ovid Chavim being Chayiv and Maestros, unless he's completely mafkir. Bezrus Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph, which will bring us to the end of Perek Dalid.